This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just a moment where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, you know, the big story earlier today from news.bitcoin.com, Ross Ulbricht's fate in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Chris, for those listening who might not know who Ross Ulbricht is.
Ross Ulbricht was the alleged and charged with and found guilty of running the Silk Road, which was a voluntary marketplace on the dark web. The dark web being that 99.9% of all the web that nobody ever sees, that's on a different sort of plane of existence than the World Wide Web that we're used to seeing.
Yes.
And on the Silk Road, whoever created it and whoever was operating it did not really lay out a lot of rules. They had a few. They were, I think, said that no child pornography or anything that had to do with would cause a personal victimization.
Correct. So no weapons,
right.
Nothing that showed someone being victimized.
You could sell a fake ID, but you couldn't sell a fake ID that you stole from somebody else.
Correct.
That's sort of how that went. But on the Silk Road, there were a lot of things that a lot of people didn't agree with, like drugs.
Right.
You could buy marijuana, you could buy cocaine, you could probably buy heroin, you could buy all sorts of things on the Silk Road.
And I think it's worth noting, too, though, that even though it was dropped, he was also charged of procuring murder. And that was removed from the indictment.
No, he was never charged.
Never charged.
With that.
Yeah,
never charged.
It says he was charged, and it says the charge was was removed from the indictment. Here, it's cited. Let me go to that.
Something that is called an unfiled charge, meaning that some bureaucrat somewhere made this thing up, wrote it down on a piece of paper, and never went through the process of actually filing it as a criminal charge.
Yep. Because in both all those cases, the prosecution was never able to find during their investigation that anybody was ever killed.
Correct.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't charged with that. He was charged with soliciting like a hitman or something.
He was not charged with that.
That's
he was not convicted of. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you can find online.
We know about that because it was part of the initial press release that the FBI put out after they arrested Ross. They said, look, you know, in addition to running the Silk Road, we've got these two or three examples where he called out hits and worked with hitman and worked with FBI informants posing as hitman and all this stuff. And then when the actual charges were filed, all that stuff was absent.
Right.
Which basically would tell a court observer that, well, evidently there was not enough of a case here to make it stick. Otherwise, the prosecutor would have loved to have gone after those.
Right. And it should also be noted that the chat logs just show Dread Pirate Roberts. None of the chat logs say Ross Ulbricht.
Correct.
There were also things to where FBI agents and Secret Service agents and DEA agents had access to the actual server that the Silk Road was on, meaning that they could have completely fabricated chat logs.
Yeah, and
placed
all sorts
them on
of
the
things.
Server.
But back to who Ross Ulbricht is, when the noose continued to tighten around Silk Road, the FBI was in on it and a number of other government agencies. They finally concluded that Ross was the leader, known online as Dread Pirate Roberts. He was connected to the Silk Road in a coffee shop in San Francisco. He had officers, FBI agents outside watching him, and they waited for him. He didn't do it at the at the coffee shop. He then went to a library because it was too crowded, went to the library, logged in, and what they did was they sort of bum-rushed him and got it before he could log off. So they had him with an open connection connected allegedly as
One thing that's important about that coffee shop was, you know, one of the informant, not informant, but the Secret Service or FBI people, they were logged into the site and they could see which other admins were logged in.
And that's how they knew.
Saw Dread Pirate Roberts logged off. About a minute later, Ross walked out of the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Oh, so this must be him, because otherwise it's just such a coincidence. And then logs back on, they go into the library, and there's Ross, and of course, you know,
they got him with his laptop open, because he had things, Ross did, according to accounts that I've read, that would have self-destructed his laptop very quickly if they hadn't got him the way they got him.
Right.
So anyway,
he would have just been running off of battery power or off of AC power with no battery as soon as they unplugged it, then it would have died.
Right.
But, of course, you know, that's one of those Monday morning quarterback sort of things. So now to the news from today, where his legal team has filed what's called a writ of certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court.
Before we go there, Daryl, why don't you cover exactly what the results of his trial were? So Ross went to trial as being charged as the kingpin of the Silk Road.
Went to trial, and his defense team was basically told, you're not allowed to actually present a defense. Some of the prosecution stuff was never able to be questioned. There was one of the agents that said that for a while they were investigating Mark Karpeles of Mt. Gox fame as possibly being Dread Pirate Roberts. And about 2 days later, the judge told the jury, disregard everything that you heard from this other federal agent.
Yeah.
Just disregard all of it. Because he said something that didn't agree with what I want you to think and know.
Yeah, and a couple of the agents that were involved in this investigation were arrested because they broke the law. They stole Bitcoin.
And none of that was allowed to be mentioned during the trial because one of the investigations was, quote-unquote, still pending, even though they later found out that the investigation had ended well before the trial began. So you got two agents that are sitting in prison right now for embezzlement and extortion and what were the other fraud, couple wire fraud charges, and then one of the guys tried to actually flee the country before having to turn himself in to prison, so he got an additional charge for that.
Yeah, one of the agents, Bridges, who is also serving 6.5 years for theft, pled guilty to extended charges in August, receiving the verdict this week. So they've even tacked on additional time for theft in that example. But the long and the short of it is, this guy was running a website. He was not censoring what people did. He allowed it to be a free market.
Correct.
Transactions were conducted exclusively in Bitcoin.
Yes.
So running a website and you got something the government doesn't like what's going on. So what's a guy get, like 5 years, 10 years?
No, 2 life sentences plus 40.
2 life sentences plus 40. So that basically means life without parole.
Yes, and one thing that's interesting, and Heather, you mentioned the supposed murder for hire charge that he was never actually charged with or convicted of. The mandatory minimum for that charge, if he would have been convicted, maximum of like 10 years. So he's getting a lot worse of a sentence for running a website than if he did a murder for hire that people keep saying justifies the really long sentence.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But again, earlier, I believe it was actually today, the story broke today, so I'm guessing it was today. Article from Bitcoin.com says, Ross William Ulbricht respectfully petitions for a writ of certiorari to review the judgment of the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in the case. read the terse beginning of a landmark plea to literally the last resort for Mr. Ulbricht. We'll explain what that writ of certiorari is, and, well, what exactly are the chances here that the U.S. Supreme Court will actually hear the case? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court from Ross Ulbricht's legal team, where they filed a petition for a writ of certiorari. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It's been a while since I've taken Latin, so I might be a little bit...
We come across that word in stories like about every 3 weeks, and you'd think one of us would just be able to say, no, Daryl, that's pronounced da-da-da-da-da, but we don't,
yeah.
So...
But, you know, it's one of those things to where sometimes Latin, you pronounce every letter, and sometimes you skip over, like, four of them.
I'm going to make that my New Year's resolution. I was looking for something and what it is, and it is going to be to correctly pronounce writ of that word.
Yeah.
And I will do it correctly every time.
If we're pronouncing it in actual Latin, it would not be certa anything because the C's were always hard C's. So they were pronounced as K's.
Okay. Well, so, I will pronounce it correctly in 2018.
So Julius Caesar... They would not have called him Julius Caesar because the J's were pronounced like an H sound, so he would have been Julius Kaiser.
Okay, I'll try to order one of those salads next time.
Yeah, but anyway, a writ of certiorari orders the lower court, which upheld his conviction and sentence, to deliver its records so that the U.S. Supreme Court may review them and decide if further examination is necessary. The Supreme Court, the article here says, is a 9-member body which acts as the final arbiter in legal matters. Currently, the court has 5 members who are considered more conservative, while 4 are thought to be more on the more permissive side. Neil Gorsuch recently appointed appointed by President Trump, is said not to be bad on the Fourth Amendment issue on the grounds which the Ulbricht's legal defense has appealed. There's also a while to go before anything concrete can be known, because the U.S. Supreme Court is under no obligation to actually hear the case or pick up the petition.
Correct.
In fact, of the roughly 7,000 or so they receive every year, they generally hear no more than about 150, which is less than 0.02%. Very often, the circuit courts are the final word in the great majority of cases, and of the appellate courts, the Second Circuit has a comparatively low reversal rate by the U.S. Supreme Court. So even if the case is ultimately heard, that is no guarantee that Ulbricht will actually see any relief. Now, before I continue here...
What court was that again? The one that hears the 150? The Court of Appeals?
The U.S. Supreme Court.
Supreme Court.
Of Appeals? Is that like a whole separate
thing?
No,
the appeals court. You can appeal the ruling of a federal court to a federal appeals court. And then if you don't like the way the appeals court rules, then you can appeal that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, who then would have the right to offer an opinion as to whether to uphold or reverse the actions of the lower court.
And that's where the Ross Ulbricht thing is at the top, tippity top
right
now?
This is his last place to go.
This Correct. Is the Supreme Court.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. So there's a lot more to the article, and they even get into a couple of questions that are specifically asked in this writ. But I'm curious, Chris, based on your understanding of some of the more recent Supreme Court rulings, do you think that they might take this just so that they can uphold the lower court ruling?
It's a possibility. Anything's possible. And, you know, we...
Right. Giant meteor hitting the earth before New Year's is possible, but not very probable.
The Supreme Court...
I saw a meteor the other day.
Oh, you saw the big one, too.
Yeah.
Did you
see it?
I didn't, but I did see posts about it. It was a big one.
Yeah, it was. Craziest thing I ever saw.
The Supreme Court... surprises people often, and that's been with cases that have been, you know, pro-government and anti-government, and it's been with, you know, more leftist courts and more right-leaning courts. And
but a couple of the big rulings out of the U.S. Supreme Court over the last few years that sort of surprised me were the ones where Supreme Court said if you wish to use your right to remain silent, you have to inform the police officer verbally that right. you're using your rights. There was also the case, I believe, out of, I'm wanting to say L.A., but at the same time, I think it may have been Georgia, where the court upheld that if for some reason you, Chris, are removed from your home, someone else in your home who has a legal right to be there can then allow the cops inside.
Right.
So yeah. The specifics of the case were the guy that answered the door, who was one of the homeowners, said, no, you can't come in without a warrant. And they said, we don't have a warrant, but you're under arrest for disorderly conduct. And
right.
drug him away. And then the girlfriend said, oh, yeah, you can come take a look in the house. And he challenged, rightly so in my opinion, but the court upheld, nope, he wasn't there to, you know, invoke his, you need a warrant. So they were within their rights to go in, even though he was removed under suspicious causes.
Yeah, it's, you know, and a lot of people, a lot of more libertarian-minded people look at the Supreme Court and go, this is just an obviously rigged system, because here you have one of the three branches of the federal government whose job is to be impartial in ruling the actions of the federal government or actions between the states.
Right.
And I think they're probably more impartial in rulings between the states. And those are basically the two things that the Supreme Court does. It settles disputes that exist between states, and it acts as the final court in the federal court system. So, you know, they've done some doozies over the year. I'm trying to think of it goes back to the Dred Scott case. There was Madison versus Marbury,
Plessy versus Ferguson. What was the one that upheld the internment of Japanese Americans?
That would have been Korematsu v. United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So a lot of these things have been pretty heinous, and oh, God, I can't even remember what's the one, the girl, the one that basically decided that it was legal for states to perform forced sterilization of the mentally challenged.
I know the one you're talking about, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
By the way, that one's never been challenged, so that's still in effect. The government definitely has a right if it feels you're not of right mind to forcefully sterilize you.
Right. And again, more from this article about the Ross-Ulbricht bill we will get back into. But first to the phones, actually in this case to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, Brother Darrell. That'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there.
Go ahead with your thought, Ricky.
Well, I have recent events I had on the phone there. On the Skype, I had a challenge I put forth, and you know what? Somebody didn't accept. I'd like to get into that, please.
No, thank you. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we did some digging and found out that, yeah, I was actually not confused about where a certain Supreme Court case came from, where I said it was either L.A. or Georgia, two completely different places. There were actually somewhat companion cases, one out of L.A., one out of Georgia, both dealing with the police abilities to search a premises. Whether someone was present or not, the case out of California was Fernandez v. California, where Walter Fernandez told police that they could not search his house without a warrant. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that, well, he wasn't there, so he couldn't keep them away, even though the only reason he was no longer there when they came back is because the police had him arrested and taken down to the police station. The reason we're talking about U.S. Supreme Court cases is because Ross Ulbricht's defense team has filed a writ of certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to give some kind of justice here. Now, we'll get back into the case and specifically the updates here from news.bitcoin.com. But maybe you're looking for a home security system, and maybe you want to get something that is a wire-free, like a truly wireless system delivered to your front door. Well, you can do that with the Blink Home Security System. And then you download an app to your phone. It walks you through an easy setup, and even if you've got a complicated router system and you're not the most technically inclined person, like one of the hosts of this show that has a Blink Home Security System, you should still be able to get set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And you can either get notified whenever anything moves in front of the camera, or you can just go on your phone and look at the camera whenever you want to. And have we got a deal for you. You can get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge you for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Chris, what was the other case that I had referenced about the ability of police to do searches on homes, the one out of Georgia?
Somebody v. Georgia.
Randolph, I think it was.
I think you're correct. And in that case, it was a question of if you had two legal residents of the same home.
Or occupants.
I closed the page, so I don't know exactly how it was worded. But basically, it was this. One person says, yes, you may search without a warrant. The other legal occupant says, no, you may not. In that case, it said that the person who said, no, you may not, his rights must be respected, or their rights.
Right.
So, in short, if anybody says no to a warrantless search,
as long as they remain at
the premises due to the case out of California. Which
right. So if they leave for any reason of, I need to go buy groceries, or I just got arrested for disorderly conduct because I said, no, you can't come into the house without a warrant, and they really, really wanted to come into the house. So it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, rightly arrested or not.
So that should be chilling to anybody who respects their privacy, respects their rights that are supposed to be protected by the Fourth Amendment, that if you say no and you decide to leave, then they can just come right back in because you're not there to say no.
You're not there to say no. So back to the story here about Ross Ulbricht and the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, article from news.bitcoin.com. The author here writes, the generally agreed test for the Supreme Court to hear a writ involve cases of national significance to establish precedents or to put to rest existing contradictions in decisions. Four of the justices must vote to accept the case. And this is something that I didn't know. I did not realize that it was only four of the nine Supreme Court justices that had to say, yeah, let's hear this thing.
Not a majority.
And I didn't think it had to be a majority. I just didn't realize it was four. I thought it could have been, you know, like two of them.
Right.
Or if the Chief Justice says, we're hearing this.
Right.
The clerks for justices are in charge of first reviewing the writ, and it is they who write a summary and recommend a hearing. Justices then take their recommendations to a conference for a final decision as to whether fully hear the case. Mr. Ulbricht's appeal focuses on two questions. According to the writ, question one, whether the warrantless seizure of an individual's internet traffic information without probable cause violates the Fourth Amendment. Question two, whether the Sixth Amendment permits judges to find the facts necessary to support an otherwise unreasonable sentence. The U.S. Constitution is odd in the sense that the bulk of the document describes what government does, its various functions, and then come the amendments to those functions. The first 10, known as the Bill of Rights, and they specifically forbid government from certain transgressions, no matter the excuse.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
So, like, when doing a trial for something like this, right, so a lot of the evidence, for example, has to do with this computer. In fact, I'd be willing to bet most of the evidence is, like, digital. So when doing jury selection, do they generally pick jurors that have knowledge in this stuff? Because if not, like, it's like a foreign language to most people. Do you know what I mean? When explaining how, you know, because what I think is how easy it is to remotely access someone's computer. And like, all of these things could be, you know.
If I remember correctly, they weren't asking the potential jurors about their computer abilities.
I mean, is that an option, though, like when it comes to jury selection on the side of the defense?
I mean, through the process of selecting a jury, and I can never remember how this is, voir dire,
something like that.
Yeah. But basically, it's Latin for to speak the truth. Depending, the prosecution and the defense can try to choose whatever types of jurors they want,
right?
Based on their strategy. So, in some cases, yeah, you're right. Having a whole bunch of computer experts may be really good for the prosecution, which means the defense is going to try really hard to get those people off.
But in this case, it would have been beneficial, in theory, to the defense to have jurors that knew things about computers, because then the jurors could have looked at the paperwork filed by the FBI of how they located the server in Iceland or wherever it was, and realized that
a flaw. You know what I mean? 'Cause I'm not like
right. So let me explain what was in this documentation from the FBI, where the FBI agent, I forget his name, but he claimed, and he never went up on the witness stand to be cross-examined about any of the claims in his document, so it was accepted as fact, but he claimed that through some sort of, basically, I just kept hitting F5 and the IP address revealed itself to me.
Just like that. Magic.
But there's no way that that happens.
Right.
There is no way that that happens. And people that know things about computers would know that there's no way that that happens.
F5 is not the reveal the secret IP address of the Silk Road key.
It's refresh. But the claim was, I just kept refreshing.
Right.
It just kind of makes me wonder, like, so when you get called for jury duty and, like, the defense and stuff, so it's always so random. Like, the most random people get the little notice. Like, I've gotten it before.
Oh, yeah,
then you
have
to show up to the courthouse at a certain time.
The
then they
notice,
get to pick from that pool.
Right.
It's like, what if they don't find all the people they're looking from in that pool?
Well,
do they have to can they have the options of, like, calling more people?
There have been stories that we've covered on this show where cops just walk down Main Street and grab people and say, you're on jury duty. Now you're coming with me right now, otherwise you go to jail right now. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And do you want to help build a better financial system, not just for yourself, but for everyone? Then look into Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's private. It can be easy.
Daryl, you're on a roll.
The fees are low, transactions are fast, or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So we're talking about the Ross Ulbricht appeal. Ross Ulbricht being the man who was convicted of being the Dread Pirate Roberts, the mastermind behind the Silk Road online marketplace. And, Chris, you had explained earlier that the Silk Road was on something called the dark web. And then you said that about 99% of all Internet stuff is actually on the dark web?
There is, yeah. When you look at total amount of information, much of it exists on the dark web as opposed to the World Wide Web.
I did not realize it was that much.
It's a huge, and I'm going to pull up some stats, otherwise I'm just, you know,
so, like, all of the DARPANET stuff that's all on dark web?
I believe so.
So when the Pentagon sends information through some sort of internet connection to CENTCOM, they're using the dark web? They're not using, like, AOL Instant Messenger?
So this is from Popular Science. According to a study published in Nature, Google indexes no more than 16% of the, quote, surface web and misses all of the deep web. Any given search turns up just 0.03% of the information that exists online. So there's, you know, a tremendous amount of data that is just not visible. Some of it can be reached through the Tor network by using the Onion routing system. But yeah, much of it's just things that we don't see.
So again, the questions in the writ of certiorari filed by the Rolls Ulbricht legal team. Question one, whether the warrantless seizure of an individual's internet traffic information without probable cause violates the Fourth Amendment. Question two, whether the Sixth Amendment permits judges to find the facts necessary to support an otherwise unreasonable sentence. The article here, again, from news.bitcoin.com, where you can actually go to find out all kinds of information, not just about Rolls Ulbricht, but about Bitcoin and all other cryptocurrencies, news.bitcoin.com. The relevant portion of the Fourth Amendment under consideration reads, the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause. The relevant Sixth Amendment portion reads, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial and public trial by an impartial jury. According to a memorandum obtained by Brian Doherty of Reason, this case presents two important questions of constitutional law with broader significance for the rights of criminal defendants generally, writes lead attorney Kanan K. Shanmugam. The quote continues, first, the Second Circuit affirmed the government's warrantless collection of Mr. Ulbricht's internet traffic information by relying on the third-party doctrine, which the court is reviewing in a different context, this term in Carpenter v. United States. This case would afford the court an ideal opportunity to address how the doctrine applies to internet traffic information. Doherty explains that Shanmugam, a former law clerk at the late Justice Antonin Scalia, or to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, has argued 21 previous cases before the Supreme Court, has had at least 5 victories, and has a good record of a 36% success rate in having cert petitions granted by the court from 2012 to 2015, and a 38% success rate from 2013 to 2017, which bodes well for Rolls Ulbricht. Warrantless searches are at play, potentially, in the case because information used against Ulbricht was gathered under that third-party doctrine. This allowed law enforcement to effectively search his IP address and personal laptop, which are presently thought to be available publicly over the Internet through a modem or telecommunications company. The doctrine stems from before a time when Internet service and laptops and phones were a person's everyday lifeblood, and as such, is in great need of being updated. Is this information citizens are knowingly making public, or is such information assumed to be private? It's all the difference in the world. Also of grave concern is Ulbricht's sentencing itself. The memo, again, from attorney Shanmugam says, Ulbricht sentencing guidelines range would have resulted in a recommendation or a recommended sentence of at most 30 years in prison, but the judge took into account beyond a jury accusations never proven, including murder, to assess those punishments. Doherty writes, the Second Circuit in his initial appeal reluctantly affirmed, concluding that the alleged murder for hire separated the case from an ordinary drug crime. Again, something that was never actually charged and that he was never convicted of. The article concludes, for the broader cryptocurrency community, Rolls Ulbricht is someone many feel is or feel a debt is owed. Silk Road, according to many, provided a safer environment for buyers and sellers of products disliked by governments. The earliest use case of Bitcoin cryptocurrency were proven viable, and it's not too far to claim valuable due to such fearless experimentation. And again, it's not just something that people feel that the Silk Road made a safer environment. There's actually statistical evidence to show that it was a safer environment.
That's interesting. I'd like to see that.
Well, the fact that you were able to rate the buyers.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know what you were getting, whereas on the street corner.
I agree completely. I'm just wondering if somebody did some statistical analysis, looked at the numbers, and came to some conclusions.
I've seen it. I'll try to find it.
Yeah, we'll dig it up.
I mean, doesn't, like, black market stuff, like, still exist in a free market?
Of course.
So, like, all of that, like, fentanyl-laced heroin, like, exists in a free market.
Well,
so all the people dying because they're buying crap.
Right, but why didn't we hear about all that stuff with Silk Road? Because that wasn't what most people were looking for. They weren't looking for a drug that would kill them, right, in most cases.
I mean, we probably didn't hear about it because it didn't end up in the news.
Well, yeah, it did. A lot of these cases ended up in the news because a lot of people got busted. The reasons that people gave for why they were using the Silk Road is I could see the seller's rating, and if the seller was getting 4-star and 5-star ratings all the time, it must be accurate. I knew how much I was getting, so I was less of a risk to overdose because I knew exactly, you know, if it was the quality and the purity was good. It was what he advertised.
Was it just for drugs?
No, like, there were all sorts of things that were sold.
There were people
on the
that were
Road.
Selling books.
Right,
there
comic
were people
books.
Selling e-books.
Right. All kinds of things like that. But the drugs is what made it interesting. And I want to real quickly, just because I haven't done this in a while, I want to do a book plug real quick. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the Silk Road and how it worked with Bitcoin and the story of Ross Ulbricht, I just read this not too long ago. It's called Digital Gold. And it's by Nathaniel Popper. The subtitle is Bitcoin and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Again, Digital Gold by Nathaniel Popper. The other thing that listeners may find interesting is how many mentions there are in this book by a New York Times writer of Free Talk Live. And
that would explain why I've heard, when you were mentioning it, I was thinking, I've heard of this book before. Yep, because you were asking Ian about it.
So many people early on in the Bitcoin days were exposed to Bitcoin and the ideas of Bitcoin before it broke loose by listening to this program,
One thing that is interesting, on the black market sites now, there are about 10 times as many listings as there ever were on the Silk Road. So the claim that, oh, we've got to take down Ross and then dark web markets go away,
didn't happen.
Wrong. There's more. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.